Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 82. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello. And today I'm talking about my motivation to be the best writer. Now, it's been a crazy journey and so many book ideas have turned into publications. So I count my blessings with that. And then, you know, some just don't make it. You know, I have so many book ideas and a lot of them kind of end up kind of taking a backseat to other content that I know I can definitely write. But before we get started, quick little quote, to live the life you see, be the best you can be. It's a quote I found online. I don't know exactly who said it, so I really couldn't tell you. But anyway, let's jump into this and let me kind of share my thoughts with kind of my motivation to be the best writer. So the one thing that I will always say and continue to say is I'm not in competition with anyone at all. Other authors have their own stories and their own journeys. And I'm not trying to outbeat them. I'm not trying to outdo them in any way, shape, or form. I'm motivated by how I write and how I'm able to formulate storylines and put them into a prose format for people to understand. So as you guys know by now, I write in a different format than what everyone else writes. I'm not the traditional author, so that kind of puts me in a little bit of a different realm of how I write my content and how I convey my messages. And I'm very different, and pretty much nothing that I do, like none of the things that I do really, I don't know how I can put this. Nothing that I've ever really done as far as like my writing doesn't have a purpose and a reason. And my motivation is not to just be the best poet, because I do share, like, you know, poems on my Instagram page and things of that nature, but it's also to be one of the best prose writers, pretty much in this generation. And there are many other, like, great poets and so many great writers who write about different things and share their thoughts on life, love, and so many other subjects. But the great thing about me is I can write books and I can also, you know, write the shorter poems that I do post on social media. And, you know, when I write the shorter poems, I talk about my inner thoughts and what's going on in my life, or, you know, something, you know, in regards to life. That may help someone or may make them think a little bit. And I enjoy doing that. You know, I, you know, post, you know, little pictures of myself of, like, you know, the stuff that I'm wearing for my clothing line here and there. But I like to write the shorter stuff to kind of challenge myself a little bit, since I'm always writing such long content as far as, you know, my books and things of that nature. And sometimes with my shorter poems, I'll delve into social issues and things like that, you know, things that I kind of need to get off my chest in the moment. But a lot of what I'm thinking and feeling really gets put into my books with the social issues and things of that nature. So, I mean, I'm competitive as ever. If you guys are listening to my podcast for the first time, I'm an athlete. So I play basketball and I'm very competitive in that regard. Where I'm living now, I don't really play competitively. I'm more of like challenging myself and being competitive in the workouts that I do by myself. Somewhere along the lines, I may get back to playing competitively again. But see, the only problem with that is I'm used to playing with my best friends. So I've been playing with them for the majority of my life, more of like 26, 27 years. So it's kind of hard to like go play with other people and try to figure out their games. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing. But when I'm drafting storylines into these books, in my mind, it's how much can I push the limits? Like, how can I develop a story that will be appealing to an audience and keep them engaged and keep them reading? So it's not always just, you know, for me, like creating the perfect synopsis of like 4 to 5 sentences to draw people in. It's more of like the beginning of the book. It's like I want to like hit you hard, like really quick. Like it's like a quick like punch to your arm or a punch to your chest, really, where it's like, oh, okay. Like he's got my attention. So that's kind of how I do that. I don't like to drag out, you know, stories and things of that nature. I like to just, you know, get into it and develop it as time goes along. So I always say, like, your competition should always be yourself. It shouldn't be other people. It shouldn't be to outbeat other people. Everyone has their own journey, and that's the beautiful part of it. Like, I have my journey, and it's been fun. It's also been tiring, too. I do burn out. I'm not going to sit here and lie. But you should always be challenging yourself on a daily basis in regards to your goals, your journey, and where you want to be. So you don't have to necessarily be a writer. I'm just kind of talking about my journey of how I want to be, you know, a really great writer. And I feel like I'm doing pretty good with it. I get really good feedback from a lot of people who, you know, and people, these are people like that are strangers, things of that nature, or people that I do meet, and they, you know, take the time to read my content. And makes me feel good in a lot of ways. And I can say that, you know, within these next few years, the projects that I am, you know, really working on and pushing myself to write, they're going to be very, very challenging. I would say that, you know, the Woman's Worth 6-book series, well, it was supposed to be 12, but because, you know, there's a lot of social issues with men, I kind of wanted to jump back into that also. I think the struggles and growth of a man, it's more of a younger audience that I cater to with that book series. So right now I'm currently working on A Man's Plight, which is a 6-book series on like really tough men's social issues that are going on in the world currently. And the challenge of writing the 6-book series, A Woman's Worth, that was just a journey within itself. It took 2 years for me to even get to the place of me being able to start writing that series. And I wrote 8 books, but 2 of them didn't make it because I wrote the stories and then started to go through the editing and proofreading process. And then I just said, I don't like it anymore. And then I just created a new whole story and went with that. So that's the challenges, you know, of me trying to be the best writer and create the best stories to really keep readers engaged. That's my journey. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I always say I'm in competition with myself. I am challenging myself to the fullest. And I can say that A Woman's Worth was one of my most proud moments of completing that series and having the 2 books in front of me, things of that nature. But I'll get to talk about that series down the road when all of the books are published. But for now, that's kind of a little tidbit into that. And then A Man's Plight, currently working on that series, and it's going very well. So honestly, if you want to be the best at something, you just got to be relentless in your pursuit of being the greatest. It's an everyday process. You got to take your occasional breaks to, you know, clear your mind, recalibrate, things of that nature. But there should always be a project that you're working on. And when you develop the mindset of you're just going to be relentless with it, you'll never get complacent in your journey. And when you have a list of goals to complete, well, it becomes a chase of striving for greatness. And for me, it's longevity and legacy for me. And when I'm done with this whole journey, I can look back and say, wow, I did a lot. I accomplished a lot. I impacted people. And I did pretty well for myself. And today, I thought to myself and I said, I just have a mission. And I have to complete the mission. And however long that takes is however long that takes. And when I'm done, I'm done. But who knows when this journey will end. But for now, I have a lot of books to write, blogs to write, podcasts to record, and a very long journey to complete. And especially with the audiobooks, I definitely got to get back to that too. But I'm blessed with a gift. And my goal is to change the world. And that's why I write so much content. And I write about so many different things. And it's why I continue to challenge myself. And whatever your gift or talent is, be sure to utilize it, because a lot of people wish that they could be blessed with your talents and gifts. And they really want to, you know, be you in some way, shape, or form. So do what you can to inspire others, help others, and also continue to push yourself to be great. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned for Wednesday Motivation and Inspiration. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.